USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Freed momentarily from the Senate's impeachment trial, several presidential candidates hightailed into Iowa for last-minute campaigning before the state's caucuses kick off the battle for the Democratic nomination. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii plan to hold town halls, rallies, and concerts across Iowa to keep their supporters motivated into the final stretch of the campaign. They'll join former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who does not have any Senate obligations and already spent much of the past week in Iowa. China's leader called the accelerating spread of a new coronavirus a very grave situation as cities from the outbreak's epicenter in central China to Hong Kong scrambled to contain an illness that has now infected more than 1,200 people and killed at least 41. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Your credit score is about to change, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's because of updates to the popular FICO credit scoring criteria. The company says people who fall behind on loan payments, run up debt, or take out personal loans to consolidate will likely be the hardest hit. But the company that created FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, says most consumers will only see modest changes. A company statement saying that about 110 million borrowers will see only a modest change or no change at all. About 40 million will see a sharper rise. Another 40 million will see a more significant drop. I'm Chris Barnes.
John Carlin, known for his multiple roles on the long-running 60s and 70s show Dark Shadows and his portrayal of Harvey Lacey on the show Cagney and Lacey, has passed away. Carlin was a regular on police shows, guest starring on programs like Barnaby Jones, Hawaii Five-O, Mannix Police Story, and Hill Street Blues. The actor was 86. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
E-commerce now has an increasing amount of fake merchandise, and private companies in the United States must do more to address the problem, according to Trump administration officials. An action plan was released by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says the government will apply increased scrutiny of e-commerce, including the third-party sellers who sell their goods on major online sites, as well as shippers and operators of the warehouse where the merchandise is stored. It calls on e-commerce companies to strengthen protection for consumers by more thoroughly screening third-party sellers who use their sites. As tensions between Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren continue to rise, Bernie Sanders found himself with an unusual ally, President Donald Trump. During a campaign rally in which Trump critiqued some of his Democratic challengers, the president launched into an unprompted defense of Sanders. Warren had accused Sanders of telling her that a woman couldn't win in the White House, but Sanders insisted he would never say such a thing, and President Trump said, "I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't. It's not the kind of thing that he would say." Trump and his allies have issued a series of favorable comments about Bernie Sanders. They've played up the Vermont senator's electoral strength and fundraising prowess. They've also suggested that if Sanders doesn't secure the nomination, it will only be because the party rigged the primary again, like they did in 2016 when Hillary Clinton won the nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.